A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about sport fines.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, at www.voindebele.com.
Generally, I agree with the judge, because for any matter where you are going to impose a fine, if there is a dispute by the person against whom you want to impose a fine, then the matter has to be properly tried before a decision can be made based on evidence. Yeah, kana osi mutongo wapiwa mudare kuti mugone kutorera munhu mari iye kana achifunga kuti zvamuri moshaya muri kumupomera ari kuiramba kana achifunga kuti mukada kutora property yake imota yake iye achifunga kuti no zvamuri kumuti akanganisa haasi kubvumirana nazvo zvakureva kuti mapurisa akuita inonzi prosecutor woita judge wobva waita executioner kuti uri kutonga nyaya iwe uri sapotsunga uri mufakazi chete
ngivumelana naye kakhulu ujudge ngoba eZimbabwe lapha ngasilawo umthetho othi ubhadale imali ku-esport fine. Into eyenzakalayo ukuthi nxa amapholisa athe akumisa emgwaqweni abone ukuthi ulecala.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about police sport fines.
High Court Judge Justice Francis Bere has provoked a heated debate after remarking that police sport fines at roadblocks are unconstitutional, opening floodgates for a lawsuit.
But police spokesman Paul Nyanti and Information Minister Jonathan Moyo came out guns blazing, attacking Bere for those remarks. But of course, some lawyers are supporting the stance that the judge has taken, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs, nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yanetsa munyika yekuti vanhu vanenge vachityaira motokari dzavo vanofanira here kubhadhara mari find pama roadblocks pavanenge vamiswa mutongi wedare Justice Francis Bere vachitauraiwo kumasvingo nemusi wemuvhuro vakativo zviri kuitwa nemapurisa zvinenge zvisiri pamutemo asi uyu toda kuti vanhu vabva vaziva kuti wanga wasiri mutongo wavaipa asi kuti vakataura mashoko aya vachivhura dare kana kuti kuparura kutanga kwedare kana kuti opening of the High Court kumasvingo ikokoko vakati aiwa zviri kuitwa nemapurisa asi pamutemo asi vasati vatombogara pasi nekugara pasi mapurisa akabva aburitsawo ivo gwaro kuvatori venhau kana kuti statement vachitiwo Justice Bere vanenge varesva uye kutaura kwavo pavataura pacho yanga isiri nzvimbo yekuti vangakwanisa kunge vachitaura ipapo asi mamwe magweta ari kubuda achiti aiwa vari kutsigira zvakataurwa naJustice Bere zvekuti mapurisa anofanira kupa vanhu mukana kana kuti mazuva manomwe ekuti enda unobhadhara mari yako yefaindi kana usingatenderani nefaindi yacho unokwanisa kuti uende kumatare matare ozonzwa nyaya yako ndo nyaya iri mudariro nasgips
ye uyaibeka kuhle ke indaba yetu Blessing namhlanje lamhle kuti sikhangela khona kokhulunywe ke ngojustice ngujustice Francis Bere ubekhuluma esemaswingo khona ngale kuvulwa ke okuyayenziwa lo nyaka ke ku-High Court esingathi khona imaswingo High Court circuit so ekhuluma nje khona ngale njengoba kusitsho ke Blessing ye ukubeke sobala ukuthi lapho uyakhuluma ukhuluma esithi akho emthethweni kodwa ekhuluma nje kade ngaso sinqumo sekuthi idale le High Court yile lijoyo khonokho so bekhulumela nje ukuthi ethi hayi bathokwenziwa amapolisa ayisikho emthethweni kodwa kumangalisileyo kakhulu ukuthi amapolisa ahle athi phezu kwakhe athi no lapho akukhulumayo uyazikhulumela umnumzana ube zikwetshisela labanye bakhe so wasekhuluma khona ngale lo mnumzana ke uJonathan Moyo yena okhangele uzokhitshwa kwembiko eZimbabwe ulaye ungene kulolo dabo athi okhulunywa ngubele ungazani uyazikhulumela so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngoZulu ukuthi kambe lithini ngakhona kokuthiwa ngama-spot fine sizokuthiwa xa lidlula khona lapho kuma-roadblock uyamiswa kuthiwa bhatala imali khona manje bakubamba beku chibilikise bathi give imali ndoda
of course there are messages on WhatsApp. Let's start with those. We have Innocent who says obviously the police will not adhere to constitutional obligation since they illegally take money from motorists. Farai says police are corrupt, that's why they don't want to comply with the constitution. My name is Israel Moyo. Regarding spot fines, the judiciary has played its role by educating the masses, and it's now up to the people to stand up for their rights. I would expect the police to comply, as this is their major revenue stream, both officially and corruptly. And he goes on to say the police have no alternative but to raise money for their operations from these roadblocks. The government actually legalized the police to use a certain percentage of the money they collect as fines for their operations. So what they are doing is actually fundraising, and no sane person should blame them. It's actually unlawful, however, it has been legalized. Very interesting, because I think some people are actually saying that what they are seeing at these roadblocks are that there are incidents where the police are pocketing that money. And as a result, this is actually promoting corruption, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got some messages too on Facebook. One of the messages is from Missile Charles Mazorote, who writes, Justice Bere is very, very correct on this issue. Then I've got Mokwena Daniels, who writes, this is a good judgment. In fact, to Mr. Daniels, it was a statement that was made by the justice. So now he went further to say, traffic offenders must be issued with the receipts of the fines so that they can go pay at any traffic department offices. If the police take the money from motorists and put it in their pockets, that is theft, and those policemen must face the law. I think we've got our case, right?
Yes, and we have our first guest, that is Honorable Jesse Majome, MP for Harare West, and she's also a lawyer by profession. Honorable Majome, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Maybe, Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, what is your take on these remarks by Justice Bere, Honorable Majome?
You know, Justice Bere's remarks are a breath of fresh air in a very stuffy environment where we are choking with the fumes of, you know, just the strangling of the rule of law, and also an attack on the Constitution itself, on the rule of law, as well as the doctrine of separation of powers in democracy, which separation of powers requires that, you know, each of the three, that the legislature makes the law, the judiciary interprets the law, and the executive executes the law, and the executive uses arms like the police to do so. So Justice Bere's remarks are so refreshing that, you know, finally there's hope for Zimbabwe, for the long-suffering public and for the restoration of the rule of law. And I say this because what the police has been doing has been long been unconstitutional, not only illegal, but also even unconstitutional. But the public in Zimbabwe is cowed. We actually have a rogue police force, which should no longer be a force, but should now be a police service. And so, you know, it's high time somebody told that police, brought them, you know, reined them in. You know, in Shona, we'd say, this is important. And, you know, and I think that what Justice Bere has done is actually even showing symptoms of two things. We have no attorney general in this country. The president has failed to appoint an attorney general who is the chief legal advisor to government. You see, that's a very important topic. If we had an attorney general and an attorney general's office that works, it would actually be advising all these various government departments, especially the police, what the law provides. The law makes it it's unlawful for them to collect spot fines. And further, if we had an attorney general and an attorney general's office that functions and gives advice, they would also advise the police and teach them about what their role is. In this particular case, the police officer who spoke is totally out of line. He has no clue whatsoever what, so you know, what the police are meant for. You know, the police are, you know, you can't, there's nothing like a personal opinion of the judge. Mm-hmm. The judge is a member of the judiciary. The Constitution provides clearly in Section 163 that the judiciary consists of the Chief Justice, the Deputy Chief Justice, and the other judges of the Constitutional Court. You know, the judge, when a judge speaks, and especially at such a public function, he is espousing the law, he's the authority, and the Constitution is the one that gives the judges the prerogative to interpret the law. A police officer is a mere paralegal in the scheme of things, whose role is simply to do the donkey work of enforcing the law that Parliament makes and that the judiciary interprets. I mean, it's like a clinic orderly who wants to tell a surgeon, you know, that they shouldn't, you know, that they shouldn't operate. It doesn't work like that. It's mm-hmm. totally out mm-hmm. of line. And this we better, you know, it's a good thing that Justice Bailey says that I think this police officer must be taken to book. What is mm-hmm. done is contempt of court, and I think he must actually also be charged. And also, I think this matter needs to also even be decided in the Constitutional Court and ruled that it's unconstitutional. The police must stop doing this. He can get the judgment that he wants, mm-hmm. but he has no respect for the judiciary, and that is contempt of the court, and that should actually be punishable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Honorable Majome. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, we have our second guest, right?
Yes, we've got Mr. Okutakapulu, who is a human rights lawyer. I think mm-hmm. can proceed mm-hmm. and talk to him.
Maybe, Mr. Pulu, talking about, mm-hmm. Of course, this is not a judgment, but these are remarks that were made by Justice Bere. Honorable Majome has talked about the Constitutional Court. What can Zimbabweans do to take that matter to the Constitutional Court so that there's clarity on this issue?
Yes, I think that, you know, this is a very simple issue. And perhaps the starting point is not even to go to the Constitutional Court itself. Mm-hmm. In terms of the legislation mm-hmm. Governing these fines are not supposed to be paid on the spot. Mm-hmm. Unless I decide as the offender mm-hmm. that I'm able to pay on the spot, and that in fact I want to pay the fine. Mm-hmm. Because remember, everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. If you look at that fine, it's called an admission of guilt mm-hmm. fine. So it means once you are saying I must pay the fine, mm-hmm. You are asking me to admit guilt. Mm-hmm. Now, there is no police officer on the road who can use force or compel me to admit guilt. Mm-hmm. So I have the option. If he wants to charge me with the offense, and I don't agree mm-hmm. that I should pay a fine because I didn't commit the offense, he must write a ticket for me. That ticket is actually a summons. If you look at it, mm-hmm. they don't have them these days. They don't even have them in the roadblock. Mm-hmm. But that ticket is actually a summons. Mm-hmm. It summons you, it asks you to pay the fine if you are admitting guilt, or, you know, if you don't want to pay the fine, appear in court on such and such a day. Mm-hmm. This is what is supposed to happen. So when the police compel you to pay a fine, this is unconstitutional because they are denying you of your right to be held, they are breaching the presumption of innocence, and so they are flying against the legislation governing those tickets itself. So certainly, if that happens to you, you can approach the High Court, mm-hmm. You know, to have that ticket set aside. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there's also a further procedure that is provided for in the law. Mm-hmm. Once the police officer issues a ticket to you and you pay, that ticket must go to a magistrate who must confirm that ticket. Mm-hmm. And the police are not doing that. They have not been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, I did a case for Jenny Williams versus the Attorney General and another at the High Court. Mm-hmm. And that was the issue. I mean, this was over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, a ruling on those kind of things has already been made. Mm-hmm. To say that once a ticket is issued, it must be confirmed by a magistrate within a given time frame. Mm-hmm. So certainly, if they approach the High Court, or when the ticket, or alternatively, if it goes to a magistrate, the magistrate will not confirm it. So they can approach the High Court to review the conduct of the police officers. You can also approach the High Court to raise the constitutional issue, mm-hmm. alternatively, you can go directly to the constitutional court if you want. But certainly, members of the public must be courageous enough and have the time to come forward and be prepared to foot you know, the bill for the point of principle and take the matter to court. I have no doubt that it won't take a judge. You know, you won't have, any judge won't have second thoughts in granting an order and condemning that the behavior of the police.
Thank you, Mr. Pulu, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about spot fines. Of course, the American system works like this, Gibbs. If you violate traffic laws, you are stopped by a police officer. He gives you a ticket, and you are given at least a month to pay. If you don't pay within a month, it can double. And alternatively, you can go to the courts and contest that ticket. No spot fines.
That's it. Exactly. Yes. Islamu mnumzala lapa abase kwenye okala ke mnumzala ngobani emu. Baba ngobani kunjani lusaka? Ayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Sondele phone indisibili ungayifaki ku-speaker phone. Uyisondele eduzane.
Okay, ngicabanga
ukuthi ngiyayo kakhulu. Hayi, ifake endlebeni sibili ngoba iyasilimaza. Siyabe singasakuzwa kuhle.
Angizwa kuhle, I'm sure. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, isondeze futhi. Ikhiphe ku-speaker phone. Aha.
Okay. Kunjani manje?
Ya so kulungile kakhulu. Yey, so uthini ngodaba lolu baba Nqobani?
Yabona ukuthi ama police afuthi eZimbabwe singaphezulu kwendaba ye-Spotify. Ngoba abantu eZimbabwe bathele nzima impela ngama police. Ama police aseyinkinga ukudlula othothi. Yibo othothi abakhulu aseberobha abantu begqoke uniform emgwaqweni. Siyafela. Yikho ubona nje uma ujaji ekhulumele inkulumo ayikhulumileyo. Uvela kusuke wonke umuntu sephikisana nalokho okuyisimanga yokuthi abantu abanjengoJonathan Moyo esikhangelele ukuthi ngabantu abamele basivikela abantu basupport into enjengale ngoba udawo le-Spotify nilona okudala i-corruption eZimbabwe sokungani kulitshala ukuthi umuntu ahambe ngala mali ebhokesini and then uzothola amapolisa bakufoze bathi bhadale ifayini uthoda ulayo imali efika kuleyo mali abayiphethele and then bazothi le mali utsho leyo mali olayo bavele bayithathe bangakunikeza ithiketi usukuhambe yinto abayazi and lento enjengaleyo abantu bezimbabwe kumele bayiripote kubani uma abantu abanjengabojonathan beyisupport into enjengaleyo and ma bengamisa ngempela udiko lwe-Spotify i-corruption yamakhorinti ngaphele ezimbabwe ngoba kulapho kule nkinga khona i-government siyazi ayinamali yokukhonisa amapolisa ibavulele maybe iyabavumele ukuthi benzele i-corruption ukuze bathole imali yokuthi maybe bangakhompleni but yinkinga abantu bezimbabwe bathwele nzima ngamapolisa emgwaqweni amapolisa amayevuka avukele emgwaqweni and uthola la mapolisa othiyothi akazi lokuthi uzokubuza thina akumise nje emoto esekathi ngifuna amaphepha ukuthi iphepha lani athi amaphepha ukuthi ungazi ukuthi ufuna mamnikeza iphepha athi hhayi leli umnikezeli yathi hayi leli uzomnikezeli yedwa okay lona leli then uyabona la abantu abazizisa nge-traffic i-police camp eyi-one yadivayisa amapolisa maybe babe yi-four abanye bame njengala abanye bame njengalapha abanye bame njengalapha ma usuka kulabo siya kulaphana uzohamba makuyukuthi laba kubhadayisile lapha ngizobhadala lapha ngizobhadala abantu bezimbabwe benzeni baripote kubani ngoba kumele kuripote khona emapoliseni and amapolisa amotshakele lizwe abantu abangamaminisa njengabojonathan moyo bathi kulungile mina lo jaji into ayikhulumileyo angifisa wonke umuntu ezimbabwe asukume ame laye ngoba tshele nje
hayi sikuzwile kakhulu ke mnumzana Nqobani ungathi nakusasa kunapho ke eZambia.
Okay.
So according to Mr. Nqobani Blessing, you know, this is the roadblocks where, you know, every policeman is here and there are money spinners for the ZRP, you know. So he says this is the root cause of corruption among the police force. And then he went to the extent of saying police are now worse than common criminals, you know, because they are the ones that are now giving people a hard time instead of, you know, Tsotsis and other people. Mm-hmm. So then he says, you know, what is really hitting him hard is that Mr. Jonathan Moyo, who is the information minister, is actually mm-hmm. supporting this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And police are actually defending that those spot fines. Mm-hmm. So he says, there's a lot that is happening. Because at times, these policemen don't have even some receipt books.
Yeah.
They even ask you, if they say, okay, pay about $40, and you say, yeah, I don't have it. They say, okay, how much do you have? After paying it, you drive away because they don't receipt anything. Mm-hmm. So he says this is very problematic. Sikusibone njalo ke Sthombo Mnumzana uSibusiso eJozi. Baba Sibusiso kunjani? Yeah, khulumela phezulu Mnumzana. Abantu bathe ngwe usanda ukubhadala phela i-sport fine Mnumzana. Ubhadale emgwaqweni. Yeah, akutsho sizwe baba ungathini?
Hayi baba uDube, yona le nto ekhulunywa nguye ubaba lo oqeda kuphuma. Mina kwakubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe bakhona abantu mhlawumbe abakhulu lapha abahlale abaphetheyo kwezamapolisi yethu. Kusho ukuthi bayabavulela laba abafana bethu madoda, hambani niyokwenza imali emgwaqeni, thina lisiphathele imali engaka. Ngoba okokuqala vele abakubuzi bona, babuza yona indaba yamaphepha ukuthi amaphepha emoto. Njalo futhi laloba nje imoto ingabe iphelele kahlehle, abatshegi lalawo maphepha, bafuna imali. Ngokokuqala ukuthi ukhuphe imali. And ukusuka nje from khona phela eBulawayo, usiyafika eLupane, uyathola ukuthi uhamba ama-roadblock, uvalwa ama-roadblock angafika 7. Seven kuzo zonke lezo ndawo uthiya imali kunjalo imoto thothi ayilungele ukuthi ihambe emgwaqweni, kodwa bayayidlulisa kunjalo bese sekufisa abantu. So uJonathan vele ukuthi angeke sisho ukuthi ngoba vele abanandaba nempilo zabantu, babheke amaphakethi abo plus amaphoyisa ayalamba awaholi. Okwesibili, laloba mhlawumbe uphethe nje i-cold drink bayayifuna bethi sinikeziphikela mhlawumbe i-2 litre ye-cold drink. Manje le into ayingeke iziphele. Lalo baba kade ekhuluma ngakho akukho kuya phambili ongakwenza, ngoba vele amalungelo abantu abawanazi. So kungaze kukhulunywe kunjalo, ayikho nje mhlawumbe into ezoshintsha, ngoba izinto nje zonke vele zimoshakele elizweni. Kodwa-ke wonke umuntu uyakubona, ungaze bethi mhlawumbe kube nabantu abathi baprotesta babuye bashawa ukuthi la amaphoyisa, kusho ukuthi nje vele okukhulunywa ngabantu akusebenzi. So angazi mina ukuthi izwe lingalunga kanjani.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Nomzana Sibusiso khona lapho ke eJozi. Sibongele kakhulu baba. Yes, sibongele. So according to Mr. Sibusiso, you know, he says even if your car is perfect, you have to pay something in Zimbabwe, you know, along the roads. So he says between Bulawayo and Lupane, there are many, many roadblocks. And at every roadblock, you have to pay something. If you are carrying a mineral drink, they want that Coke from you. So he says now people don't know what to do. I think this is something else.
Regarding zoke kuna Honorable Majome, asi gurukota rinoona nezvemukati menyika vakembo mohadi vakambonetsana navabiti nenyaya yemari idzodzidzi, vakati iwo aiwa zvemasport fines zvavangaregedze nenyaya yekuti kavari kuti mahurumende haisi kupa mapurisa mari dzakakwana, nekudaro idzodzi mari ndo dzinobatsira kuita mabasa emapurisa.
Mufunge munyika muno hamuna mutemo zvechokwadi. Zvinonyadzisa chaizvo kuti gurukota rehurumende rinotonyatsotaura richitsinira kutyorwa kwemutemo munyika. Zvakaipa fani, nekuti mozva nyika ine inoda kuti ichingodzoserwa kumutemo. Ivo mapurisa mufunge havatonyari, ndakakatyamadzwa zvikuru kuchipiwa, ndingati ripoti necommittee yekupalamendi inoona nezvehome affairs nezvemapurisa, vachiongorora bhajeti regore rakapera. Vakati vakaona ivo kuti mapurisa havana kupiwa mari yekugadzira makamba nezvakadaro, asi vakakwanisa kuzadzikisa zvinhu zvese zvavaisanga kuita. Sazvinoti mubvunzo wenu ndewekuti mari iyi vakaiwana kupi? Uyezve patinoita bhajeti renyika hapataurwi chokwadi, inoti minista wefinance vachinamata zvinoreva kuti pavanouya kuzotiudza kuti honai homwe yehurumende yakakura zvakadi, vanenge vachitinyepera nekuti havatombotitauriri zvachose, hatitomboudzwi nezveimwe dzimwe homwe dzinoita zvokufukurwa nemapurisa idzi. And vari kunyatsogadzira uri nekuti mari idzi hatizizivikani kuti dzinotorwa nani, sezvambotaura nevamwe vatauri kuti hatina mareceipt, hadzimbozivikanwi kuti dzinoenda kupi. Chokwadi, vari kushandisa mutemo kufumura chaiko mutemo kuti vaite zvinhu zvisakarurama. Zvakaipa fani zvinhu, zvinofanira kuti zviimiswe. Asi zvinongoda kuti ivo vana veZimbabwe vazvimirire, nekuti pane mutemo uripo. Mapurisa hasiriwo ari ku vanofanira kuchengetedza mutemo, asi ndivo vari kuutya. Zvakuda kuti vana veZimbabwe vachitora mutemo uyu vachiuchengetedza ivo, tiratidze mapurisa hunugu hwavari kuita hupero. Nekuti zvava kuita hasina kana ndingati ruremekedzwa nematare edzimosva, zvatosvika panotyisa izvi. Hazvichatomboiti, zvinonyadzisa zvikuru. Zvinoda kuti sezvataura navapundu zviendeswe kumatare zviongororwe. Asi zvakare inini ndine chinango, inini ndinongofunga kuti mupurisa uyu anofanira kudzidziswa kuti mutemo unomboti kudii. Anofanira kudzokera kudepo chaiko andodzidza kuti basa remapurisa nderekuita kudii, uyezve majaji nderekuita kudii. Havachatozivi zvachose. Rinonzi zundu rakutoti iro ndiro rave mombe. Mombe apa ndijaji, haasi mapurisa, izunduiri. Harichatombozivi kuti rakatarisa kupi. Zvinofanira kupera izvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda Honorable Majobe, regai timbozwe kuti vanhu vari kuti kudii. Mukoma Joseph Dliwayo, munoti kudii nenyaya yekubhadharisa vanhu faini pama roadblock?
Baba, isi kana tiri sesu tinogara kuno kujoni kuno kutiri munhamo baba. Mm-hmm. Nekuti iye zvinezvi kana tikange tichibva kuno kusouth africa tichiinda kumusha uko neroad yebait bridge, handifungi kuti mumakembi chaivo kuzimbabwe chikubva kuHarare kuchine vanhu vanonge vachigara mumakembi, kana kuinda kunosunga vanhu vanopara mhosva kumwe kwekunze kwokugarira vanhu murodhi vane mota chete. Saka hatitombozivi kuti mutemoyo wakauya nebumbiro nyowani here, kana kuti mutemo wemapurisa waari kujaja pachavo. Nokuti iye zvinezvi mukatarisa nevamwe vanhu vanenge vachigarira murodhi, mapurisa haatombozivira kana kuti mota yacho inodhiraivhwa yakatarisa kupi, but anongosvika pakupanisha kuti anogona kungokumisa murodhi. Akumisa murodhi, ukamupindura mibvunzo yaunenge wamupindura akashayiwa kuti anokupa mhosva ipi, unogona kumiswa padivi perodhi kana awa rese wakangomira apa, wabva uchidhiraivha usiku hwose uine hope, woshayiwa kuti chandiri kumisirwa pano ndechipi, achingotsvaga chete kuti ndipe chioko muhomwe. Saka zvinotirwa zvo kuti handizivi kuti mutemo wacho wataiziva kudhara semazivira ataita kuti mapurisa aimira murodhi aitotichera akasvika wopauri unenge uchiremekedzekawo kuti uri munhu une kodzero dzokuti unofanirwa kudayirawo zvinoenderana nokuti wabatwa uine mhosva here pamota yako kana kuti hauna kubatwa uine mhosva. Kana wakatosangana newe une chitambi sezvatakaita, havatokufariri, vanofarira zvina zvitambi vanozvita zvioko muhomwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joseph. Aiwa, tinotenda. Of course, what Uzi. Joseph is saying is you know, there are too many roadblocks on the Harare to Bite Bridge road, and he is saying that there is too much corruption. You know, the police, according to him, they actually do not like people who have licenses, because it means they cannot pay them bribes. but of course, it's bitter that you know, this spot fine business is actually promoting a lot of corruption on the roads. Tina mkoma George. Makadi mkoma George.
Zvofara makadiwo mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa, ndimukoma Blessings.
Orari baza.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu, but ndoda kuti murambe makabata. Mukoma George, tichataura nemi timbotoraka break. But also we want to thank Honorable Majome. Of course, he was just joining us for the first half of the show. Honorable Majome, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mr. Pulu, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And don't forget that Live Talk is on YouTube. Just visit us on YouTube. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.